Hello, hello, and welcome to Self Care is Sexy. My name is Chris, and I'll be your host. We are a weekly podcast that's here to generate and share self-care ideas with each other. Last week, we did a year in review, where I brought you the highlights from some of my favorite interviews of this past year, 2017. And we also looked ahead at what's coming up in 2018 for Self Care is Sexy. If you guys missed out on that show and want to check it out, you can listen to any of the past episodes by checking out iTunes and searching for Self Care is Sexy. We're also on Spotify, SoundCloud, Blog Talk Network, ESPN Radio Network, and really anywhere, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, anywhere you find your podcasts, you can search us or hit up the website at www.selfcareissexy.com. All right, guys, I want to give you a quick preview of what to expect from today's show. Today, we're talking about tatas. Now, a little forewarning, we're going to get real about the intimate wear. I've got some tips on ways to find the perfect over-the-shoulder boulder holder for those lovely lady lumps out there. And if your body is not currently supporting breasts, not to worry. I've got some other self-care tips for the underoos and socks, too. So this week, we're raiding the dresser and restocking the intimate sections of our wardrobe, self-care is sexy style. Before we get to the tips for our tatas, I do have a few quick housekeeping announcements. Number one, first of all, our Self-Care is Sexy brunch. It's that time again. We're hosting another Self-Care is Sexy brunch. It's a BYOB. That's buy your own brunch. We're meeting up at a local Portland spot where we take the time out of our busy schedules to sit down, relax, and talk self-care. Hit me up via Facebook for all the details. It's www.facebook.com/permissionforselfcare. Look for my little pink heart and find all the details there. Second, I want to let you guys know that it's the start of a new year, 2018, here we come, and a lot of us are looking for ways we can make reaching our goals and sticking to our resolutions easier. So I want to share with you guys a tool that I just absolutely love. It's called the Passion Planner, and it's this amazing little thing that makes the whole self-care is sexy possible. It helps me set my intentions, it helps me to reflect and keeps me focused, and it's a daytime planner that is so much more. Make sure you mention self-care is sexy when you check them out, and if you'd like to win your very own Passion Planner for free, check out episode number 25, download your Self-Care is Sexy passport, follow the instructions to be entered to win our contest. We've already given away 6 of these bad boys so far this year. You can check them out and do all your shopping at www.passionplanner.com/shop. Again, don't forget to mention you heard about it here on Self-Care is Sexy. Third on my housekeeping announce, I want to give a real special announcement for you guys. I was recently featured on another podcast that I think you guys should check out. I was on a show that we were talking about holiday/winter self-care tips. And I want to share that with you guys because it's really great. It's called Hearts and Other Sex Parts. You can check out Keely Hemlick, a licensed therapist, who is soon to be featured on this self-care sexy show. Her and her sidekick Lindsay have a local show here in Portland that's both body and sex positive. So you can check them out and hear that episode by heading on over to iTunes and search for Heart and Other Sex Parts. Okay, so that's all of our housekeeping out of the way. Let's talk tatas. I do want to preface this episode with a mild warning. The show might not be the best for the little ones, so unless you've got that amazing, you know, open dialogue with the kiddos and don't care if they hear all about tits or the lack thereof, by all means, let them listen on. So first of all, let's start out by asking you guys, if you had to estimate, how old do you think your bra is? Do you know how to tell if your bra, underwear, or socks are expired? It's not like they come with a time limit. But we're going to get in how to look through that in just a sec. The other question I might pose to you guys is, when's the last time you bought yourself new intimate wear? Whether it's a bra, underwear, socks, whatever. Now, if you can't tell offhand or you can't even read the tag to tell what size your bra currently is, or you have no earthly idea, it's time to address the lack of self-care when it comes to the boobies and bits. Now, for my male-identified friends out there, or those of us without the girls, I'd ask the same question about your underwear or your socks. Are the bands losing their grip? Are there stains? Is the fabric uncomfortable? And are you one of those people that wait around for Christmas every year in hopes that mom still buys you those sensible gifts that sustain you year-round? Well, I find it kind of strange that we spend so much effort on our health, our homes, and others, And yet we let something as intimate as these undergarments remain outdated, used way beyond their capacity, and straight up don't take care of that part of our lives. In addition to not updating our panty drawer or sock stash, did you know that 80% of women are currently wearing the wrong size bra? 80%, friends, for reals. And it turns out that 70% of us are wearing a bra that's too small for us. It digs into our sides, the straps cut into our shoulders, or you go to take that bra off at night and you can clearly see those indent lines. And while that's happening to the majority of us, there's another 10% of women out there wearing a bra that's too big. The cleavage is lost in the Slurpee-sized cups. There's slipping and riding and everything in between. And why is that? You know, an easy form of self-care that you can try this week is just making sure you have the correct bra size. Because let's face it, our bodies are changing. And what we fit into a year or two or three or 5 years ago might not fit now. And seriously, when's the last time you were fitted for a bra or measured correctly? Well, it turns out the average age of a bra in your closet right now is 3.5 years old. Now, I'm with a lot of people on this one. Bras are expensive, especially for us bigger girls out there. These things can get anywhere between $50, $60, $70 a piece if you find the good ones. So I know that it's challenging to plop down that much cash for our breasts. But hello, people, you only get the two. So let's take care of them. Now, what I also suggest is a formal fitting, because you guys, things change. Let's bring those girls up to date. And you can get fitted by hitting up any intimate section of most retail stores. But another option is you can check out a local dry cleaners. They most often have someone there that does alterations and they can do the professional measurements as well. And you can do it yourself. Just get one of those fabric fitting measuring tapes that you can pick up at a craft or home section of any store. And you probably have one tucked away in the bathroom somewhere, so get digging and find that. We'll link you to the fitting chart and instructions to today's show if you're going to do it DIY style. But I do have some tips on how to find the perfect fit, because you deserve to be in the right bra. Okay, so 5 self-care tips for finding the perfect bra fit. Number 1, choose a band size that fits comfortably on the largest size setting. There should be enough space to fit 2 fingers between the band and the back. So, you know, guys, bras, we all know they stretch as they age. So you'll use the second or third hooks eventually, but the idea is that when you have them on the largest setting, you can fit 2 fingers in between the band and your body comfortably. If you have to really pull the bra away from your body to get those 2 fingers up in there, you might want to check at getting a bigger bra or putting it on the larger setting. Number 2, if your bra strap digs into your shoulders, try going down 1 band size. I think most people equate the shoulder strap issue with the cup size, but that's actually incorrect. The band and the straps, they actually work together, so painful straps are a sign that the band isn't doing its job of the spreading and lifting. So that's a good indication that you need to get a bigger band size if the straps are digging into the shoulders. Number 2, if you're overflowing out of the sides or top of your bra, if you're sporting that side boob or you've got that cleavage that's just pouring out, and that's not your intention, try going up a cup size and make sure that you put your bra on while you're bending over to ensure that all of your breasts make it into the cups. So that's the best way to ensure that, you know, you've got the correct band width too, is that you're not measuring around the under boob fat and you're not getting a mismeasurement because of where you're placing it. Number 4, what about back fat? All right, well, if you've experienced back fat or you're finding that there are lumps where the bra strap ends and the body begins, no worries. Just try going up a band size instead. Many women assume that lumpy back fat means their bra is too small, and I'm super guilty of that, but it's actually the opposite. When the band is too loose, it can ride up in the back, creating that, you know, less than desirable look, so take a look at that. And number 5, have at least 3 different bras to rotate through. You know, guys, bras wear out just like every other intimate wear, socks and underwear is included. But most of us have to wear a bra every single day. And, of course, there are different kinds of bras that achieve different outcomes. We've got the sports bras for our active wear, push-up bras for a hello, how you doing, and, of course, our all-day, 24-hour, you know, everyday bras. So that support our girls comfortably in style. So those are some different factors to keep in mind. Now, so now that you know kind of what you're looking for, let's make sure you know how to find the right size. Now, if you're going to do this DIY brassiere fitting thing yourself, I want to make sure you have a few tips to help you out. First of all, like I said before, you got to find the right band size. And how you do that is you're going to measure around the chest. That's you're going to wrap it right under just below your armpits, crossing over the top pecs. Okay. So if you were going to stick your thumbs in your armpit to kind of hoist yourself up and where your fingers touch right across the top of the chest, that's how you find the band part of your bra measurement. Second, to find the cup size, you're going to take a loose or generous measurement around the fullest part of your breasts, crossing the tape measure right over the top of the nipples. Now, once you have both of those measurements in inches, you subtract the band measurement, that's the first measurement you took, from the bust measurement and use that number to correspond with the standard sizing chart. Now, once you have both of those measurements in inches, you subtract the band measurement, that's the first measurement from the pec parts of your measurement, to the bust measurement, which is the part that goes right across the nips. And you subtract that and use that number to correspond with the standardized chart, where 1 inch difference equals an A cup, 2 inch difference equals a B cup, 3 inches difference between those two measurements, that equals a C cup, and so on and so on. And I'll make sure to put these instructions and the chart in the show notes in case you are looking at doing this yourself. However, I highly, highly, highly recommend that you go to a store, you go to a department store that you like, maybe go with a friend and make it a whole thing and go get fitted properly. Now look, I know it's awkward to have some rando, you know, measuring your tits, but the important thing is that, you know, 80% of us are wearing the wrong sized bra. And that just tells me that there's a lot of us out there that put that self-care need at the back of the bus. And this show is a reminder to you today, let's start taking care of the tatas. And I've got a few other tips for you to make sure, you want to make sure that your bra is never too tight. It's always a great idea to have a light color and a dark color bra so that you can utilize different bras for different outfits. And you should be able to easily fit that finger, those two fingers between your bra and your body, like I talked about before. Your bra should always fit best on the last setting, so that's the largest setting. And you never, ever, ever want to sleep in your bra. It's not good for the lady bags because it actually restricts the blood flow. So just, you know, remember to take that off no matter what's going on. So there you guys have it. All the self-care tips you can handle when it comes to bras. I hope you guys make it a priority to get yourself fitted or update that underroo drawer. Maybe it's time to go through that sock drawer and toss out the ones with holes or where the fabric is worn. Either way, it's time to update the intimates and make self-care a priority this week. All right, my friends, that's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. If you have a story you'd like to share and you want to be on the show, please email me. It's Chris, K-R-I-S, at selfcareissexy.com. Okay, we got some really great content coming your way, so stay tuned. And remember that self-care is sexy. We're giving you permission to put yourself first.